I went with a group of Navy Sea cadets from the ages of 12 to 18, about 40 to 50 from Missouri, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Jeff City. We flew a DC-10 out to Long Beach, California, and we went on a summer training for about 2 weeks and got underway from the USS Missouri, sailed around from San Diego to San Clemente Island, did weapons testing, shore bombardment with gunnery and artillery. And a great experience for a young man at 16 to where it influenced my life for years to come and where I went today in the Navy after 21 years on active duty. Had a mentor that was a boatswain's mate that chipped and needle gunned, and we sanded the balsam wood decks to keep them clean, pristine, and making the USS Missouri look great. And then one of the biggest things that I remember with fond memories is as a young man just going in a five and a half inch gun turret and loading rounds into the barrel and shooting them downrange, which thinking back as a 16-year-old young man, I don't know if I would do that in the Navy today with a 16-year-old on a warship at sea. But I look back at the friends that I went on board that ship with, and I think it influenced all our lives. And going on board the USS Missouri and knowing the history from World War II to Korea to Vietnam to the Persian Gulf, that I think that history influenced my peers and my friends later on in our lives and where we went in the Navy and the Marine Corps.
5.5-inch guns that you mentioned were kind of small potatoes on a vessel like the Missouri.
Very small compared to the 16-inch guns. And you look back and you look at the number of turrets they have, and I could be off on the number, but I think we had 16 5-inch guns, and you had 9 16-inch guns. And you look in comparable ships today, you look at an Aegis cruiser or Aegis destroyer, a cruiser will have 2 5-inch guns and a destroyer will have 1. And we could put the same rounds down target, down range with 1 5-inch with more accuracy than the amount of 5-inch they had on there. But, of course, the great thing the Missouri had and all battleships at the time was those 16-inchers that and fire for effect and shock and awe. And seeing those explode somewhere down range is amazing.
The 16-inchers, their shells, I am told, weighed as much as a Volkswagen Bug.
Yes, they did. And I stood next to one. I have a great picture of when I was 16, and there we were loading ammunition near the 16-inch turret, and just this big blue training round. And, I mean, I'm 6'4 now, and I was probably about 6 feet then. And it stood almost as high to my shoulder, so it was a big round.
Also, Tomahawk missiles very much in evidence.
Well, Tomahawk missiles, it's the whole reason why the USS Missouri was recommissioned. And, you know, working later on Aegis destroyers and cruisers where I could carry a lot of Tomahawk cruise missiles and shoot a lot of Tomahawk cruise missiles. You look back and, you know, I think the max payload for Tomahawks on a battleship at that time was 16. I can carry a lot more on a destroyer today. But that was the whole reason why the Missouri was brought back, and we saw the benefits of that during the Persian Gulf War.
The Persian Gulf War was just the latest episode in the Missouri's storied history. Correct me if I'm wrong, but as I recall, the Missouri fired the first shot of the Persian Gulf War, if I remember that correctly.
They did. It was a feint to simulate amphibious assault that was going to be taken out on the beaches of Kuwait. But as you know, that later on that was kind of a move to, I guess, a fake out of the Iraqi forces by showing an amphibious assault when we actually did something else and moved troops to the west.
What was your own sense of history during that time you were on? You alluded to it. You knew about it as a youngster. But being actually on the ship with the teak decks and the medallion where the Japanese surrendered and the scratch on the side where the kamikaze plane scraped the ship back in 1944-45.
Correct. Aft end, starboard side by the helicopters, the flight deck. Fond memories. It was almost like a smell of the ship, a smell of history. When you're on board, you could just smell and feel the energy of what that ship had accomplished through its lifetime.
You talked about your own sense of history during the period you were a Sea Scout on board. And with your peers, do you feel that the 16 to 18-year-olds you were with had the same sense of history of the ship that you did?
With the Navy Sea Cadets and my good friends Don and Kevin and Rebecca, and you know, going on board that ship, knowing the history, that history of what the Missouri did and what we accomplished on the Missouri, working with other sailors and officers, and influence where we went and what we achieved in life today.
Of course, you're from Missouri. It is the battleship Missouri. That had to stand for something in your mind.
Absolutely. And it seems that the USS Missouri followed my career in the Navy everywhere I went. Going to Long Beach, and that's where I was on the Missouri. Then I got stationed on aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson out of Seattle, Washington, Bremerton. And that's where the Missouri was mothballed. And I had an opportunity where I worked shore patrol when I was an E-5, and I had an opportunity to work the mothball piers. And the brows were always open, so I did. I snuck on board the Missouri and went on board. And you were talking earlier about the memorial to the Declaration of Surrender of World War II in the Tokyo Bay. Well, they put a big coin in the deck and a big ball covering the coin to protect it from weather. Well, when it was mothballed, that coin was just sitting in the deck, sitting in water, corroding, and you could see the corrosion on it. And I picked that coin up out of the deck, and it was in my hands, and I'm looking at it, and I was worried that somebody would take this coin. And you know how big that coin is, and the history of that spot and that particular coin that was made for the Declaration of Surrender. I remember I left that coin there. I kind of drained the water off, cleaned it up a little bit, and I left it there on the deck. And luckily, I was assigned to the USS Hopper in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and the USS Chung Hoon as the operations officer, as a surface warfare officer. And I could say that coin's still there. It didn't go anywhere, but I was worried for about 10 years.
When I went on board the Missouri for my trip in 1991 in Long Beach, there must have been 75 Japanese tourists who were on board at that very spot that you're talking about. And I found that most ironic, just as when you go to Pearl Harbor today and go aboard the Arizona Memorial. There are as many Japanese there as there are Americans.
Absolutely. And living in Hawaii for almost 5 years and being stationed on warships out of there, I would say, yes, the Japanese do take a great appreciation and render honors at the Arizona Memorial and the USS Missouri. And one of our greatest allies in the Pacific Rim is the Japanese. And I've worked with many Japanese Aegis destroyers, cruisers, supply ships, and submarines. I have fond memories. It's amazing that we're such vicious enemies. And then later on, how we become some great friends and allies. I could consider many Japanese naval officers great friends, and you know, I'd have their side and be at their back.
That opens up a whole new discussion, if we wanted to take it, about the value of war and you know, the fact that it's fleeting in a sense, that oftentimes the enemies become best friends, to wit the Germans, the Vietnamese now are very much partners with us. Final question for you, Tim. You were present at the decommissioning in 1992. Given all that you've said and all the memories you had of the Missouri and of your own Navy life, recall for me what you were thinking at the decommissioning.
Well, that's a great question, Don. That at that time, I remember my friends were all sad that it was the last battleship that was being decommissioned. And, you know, I am so fond of battleships. If I could have a choice of being assigned to a battleship today or an Aegis cruiser or destroyer or a carrier, I would take a battleship in a heartbeat. I wish we still had battleships. It's just, you know, the projection of power, it's a big symbol. So that was a sad day for me because it was the last battleship that was in the fleet at the time, and it was being sent to the mothball fleet up in Bremerton. And it was also kind of a beginning for me because I was getting ready to graduate high school, and I had already signed into the land entry program. I was entering the Navy, and, you know, that was 2 months later. I was off to boot camp. And so it's also a beginning point for me, knowing that I was going to graduate high school. And from that point, I served 21 years of active duty in the Navy and retired here 2013 in March.